Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
You know, I don't know much. When I knew less and I was heartbroken for the first time, I was drowning in my tears. I went looking for a lifeline. I was just trying to find some comfort, a simple tender touch.
If you could go back and redo your work from years ago, how would you do it? The great folk and blues man Chris Smither faced this question when he recorded his latest album, Still on the Levee. It's a retrospective of his impressive 50-year career in the music business that includes this song, No Love Today.
I got banana, watermelon, yeah, peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Merloton, more better than in town.
Smither grew up in New Orleans, which you can hear in his soulful voice, but for decades he's lived in Massachusetts, where he's developed his gift for both songwriting and guitar picking.
Chris Smither is back on tour, performing tonight in Portland, Maine, so we thought we'd listen back to our interview with him from last summer, when he performed for us live in the Radio Boston studio.
And I got okra, it's enough to choke you up, beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I'm gonna disappoint you. I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. Fresh out.
Oh, yeah. That's Chris Smither performing his song No Love Today, which is one of the 25 songs included on his newly released 50-year retrospective album, Still on the Levee. Chris Smither, welcome back to Radio Boston. It's such a pleasure to meet you face to face.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
So tell me about the idea of this 50-year retrospective album. Are you surprised that you're suddenly here after all these years?
Yeah, it's amazing what happens if you keep waking up. Every day. And it wasn't easy. I had to go back sometime and listen to some of my earliest recordings, and there was more than one time when I would sit there and listen to a song and say, what on earth is he doing?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you a question related to that, because listening to you, I mean, just singing that song you just sang, I mean, there's such a sense of sort of deep experience and sort of all the loveliness that that implies, that you've earned the joy, the sorrow, whatever it is you're singing about. But many of the songs in this album were written when you were really young.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering what it's like to go back and revisit them. Are those the ones that made you say, what on earth was he thinking?
a song like Devil Got Your Man, which is the first one on this collection, is the first song that I ever wrote. I wrote it when I was 19, and what does a 19-year-old know about the devil? Well, I must have known something, because it came out pretty convincing in the second version.
But, well, listen, because you mentioned that, we actually have a little bit of Devil Got Your Man recorded way back when you first recorded
it.
So here's a little bit of that.
Feeling sad, mama, don't get mad. Some devil's got your man. Some devil has got your
man. All right, and here's the first song, Devil Got Your Man, in this new retrospective. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Feeling sad, mama, don't get mad. Some devil's got your man. Some devil's got your man.
So, Chris, this is what I got to say about that. Like a great bottle of wine, like a good thing of whiskey, you only get better.
It's got more finish, that second one.
There was the great Chris Smither singing a great song by the great Chris Smither. So you're covering your own stuff.
Yeah, in a sense, it's pretty remarkable. That was kind of the idea behind the 50-year retrospective, too, because in order to keep songs fresh night after night, you have to develop a trick of getting back into where a flavor of the emotional state you were in when you wrote it. So we thought, well, to take a look at the career. We'll go back to where the career started. We went back to New Orleans, and it worked. I think it worked. At least it, you know, I was happy for about 3 weeks. I really had a good time.
Well, I think it works. It's a wonderful collection of stuff. We'd love to hear something else. What are you going to play for us?
Oh, this is a favorite of mine. This is called Link of Chain.
Link of Chain. This is Chris Smither. He's got a new retrospective looking back at the last 50 years of his career. Here he is in Radio Boston Studios playing Link of Chain.
Can't you see? I can't explain. I'm a little like a link of chain, a ring around another, running in and out again. Fly me on a kite line, smiling like a gold mine. Don't need to be right. I'll go to the end. That'll do to hold me. I ain't got long, I leave for days. I never had a lot to say, tell me like a brother. Do we throw it all away? Sitting on the sideline, fooling with a fine line, never need a note of desire. We go to the end, we play it right down to the wire. Go to the end and play it right down to the wire. But can't you see? I can't explain. Boy, I'm a little like a link of chain, a ring around another, running in and out again, running in and out again, running in.
Oh, yeah, the great Chris Smither doing Link of Chain. This is off a brand new retrospective double CD set called Still on the Levee. Chris Smither, great job. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's so good to hear you playing. We're so glad to have you here. Tell me about Still on the Levee. I know you're from New Orleans originally. What does the Levee represent?
Oh, that's the playground. You know, I grew up three blocks from the levee. That was where we went. It's the only hill in town.
Right,
if
it's you the
ever
high
been
ground.
In New Orleans,
yeah.
It's really flat. And it was wild, on savage almost on the other side, you know. With now it's built up to a great extent, but it was what they call the bature on the riverside of the levee. Was always fascinating. You never knew what was going to be floating up there.
I know you've been living up here for a long time, but you went down to New Orleans to record this, right? So you still feel sort of musically connected to that city.
I do. And I felt more so. That was the longest I'd ever spent in New Orleans since I'd left. You know, it was 3 weeks in one stretch, and I got back to almost wanting to live there again, but not quite.
Well, Chris Smither, it's just a joy to have you here. We'd love to have you play us out on one more song. What'll it be?
What do we call this? Titles always slip my mind. Time Stands Still.
Time Stands Still, I was going to just say.
Through a cold, dark cloud, imaginary shroud, shadows that settle over me.
That's Chris Smither, recorded last August right here in Studio 3. His 50-year retrospective album is called Still on the Levee, and he's back on tour performing tonight in Portland, Maine, and tomorrow in Collinsville, Connecticut. There's more information at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend, and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
I ought to know. I move so slow, my shadow often kicks me from behind.
But I once was fast, back in the distant past, in a mighty demonstration of my will. I kissed her twice at the speed of light. Time stood still. I kissed her twice at the speed of light. One time stood still.